From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria's contested rebel-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus, several more have reportedly died in intense bombardments by government forces, adding to the hundreds already killed since Sunday. It's a situation UN envoy Stefan de Mistura likened to the tragedy in the northern city Aleppo.
I fear we are going to have, apart from the fact that Aleppo had by far more history, but eastern Ghouta has got by far more people. We are looking in front of us at an increasing tragedy.
In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating attacks. She called the regime siege and starve tactics.
We call on all parties to commit to the unconditional de-escalation of violence. Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
She called for a month-long cessation of hostilities. To the northwest, pro-regime fighters appeared to have entered the fight in northwest Afrin region on the side of the Kurds against the Turks. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Shia fighters were forced back by Turkish shelling. Turkey intervened in January against YPG Kurdish fighters it views as a threat to its security. Thousands paid their final tributes to the late Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who died last week of cancer at age 65. His son Edwin was among those delivering a eulogy.
My father was full of love. My father was humble. My father was a true leader. I want to say farewell, Dad. Farewell, my hero. Your legacy will live and will never die.
Also in attendance, the Zimbabwean vice president, as well as U.S. and European diplomats. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, addressing the U.N. Security Council, called for a new, broader Mideast peace process to replace U.S. mediation. He denounced the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, calling it unlawful. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Palestinian leadership must choose between denunciation and punitive measures, which don't help the Palestinian people.
Or you can choose to put aside your anger about the location of our embassy and move forward with us toward a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for improving the lives of the Palestinian people.
The Trump administration is preparing a new peace initiative. Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it was fairly well advanced. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was to meet with North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics, but Pyongyang canceled at the last minute. Pence's condemnation of its rights record scuppered the meeting. Go Myung-hun, research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, called it a missed opportunity.
I definitely think the South Korean government was very much open about its desire for the United States and North Korea to sit down together for the occasion of the Olympics and talk about denuclearization.
A Penn spokesman said had the meeting gone off, the vice president would have delivered an uncompromising message of denuclearization. Japan says a suspected high seas violation of U.N. sanctions on North Korea may have occurred. It spotted an apparent cargo transfer on the East China Sea between Chinese and North Korean vessels Friday. Latvia's central governor, Ismar Rimsevits, has been blocked from carrying out his duties. After refusing to resign over corruption allegations, Rimsevits, who also sits on the European Central Bank, was detained and questioned over the weekend about allegations he accepted a $125,000 bribe. He insists he's not guilty. In the wake of last week's mass shooting in Florida, President Donald Trump signaled his support for a ban on accessories that enable a rifle to shoot hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
I can tell you that the president supports not having the use of bump stocks, and that we expect further action on that in the coming days. He ordered the Department of Justice and the ATF to review the regulation of bump stocks. My understanding is that review has been completed and movement will take place on that shortly.
The proposal followed last week's killing of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school. A 19-year-old former student has been charged. At the Winter Olympics, Norway's Merit Bjørgen took bronze in the women's cross-country skiing event, her record-setting 14th Olympic medal. The U.S. took gold. Italy's Sofia Goggia won women's downhill event, while Canada's Brady Lehman earned gold in the men's ski cross. In men's ice hockey, the U.S. was eliminated Wednesday, falling to the Czech Republic, which now meets Russian players in the semifinals after they defeated Norway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.